With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. A psychopathic killer of two teenage girls was on the loose in the quiet English Midlands in the mid-1980s. Writer Joseph Wambaugh, in his book The Blooding, tells of the discovery of a young geneticist named Alec Jeffries, who determined that the same killer committed both murders.
He could map a person's DNA and identify a single human being from all others on the face of the earth on the basis of blood or semen or hair root or bone or skin or even material like saliva and sweat and urine.
Finally, the police had a suspect, a man who actually confessed to one of the murders. But scientist Jeffries found the police had the wrong man.
The man they were preparing to prosecute didn't murder either girl, according to his genetic fingerprinting technique.
Despite their doubts about genetic fingerprinting, the police decided to give blood tests to some 4,000 young men in a three-village area.
The murderer found a way to beat their test, not scientifically, but through some clever manipulation of a friend.
Joseph Wambaugh says the combination of genetic fingerprinting and exceptional police work led to the capture of the real killer. Wambaugh says DNA testing is revolutionizing crime detection.
You could no longer stop a discovery like this than you could have stopped the discovery of regular fingerprint classification, you know, back in the 1880s.
Joseph Wambaugh's exciting true crime story, the first to describe genetic testing to catch a killer, is The Blooding, published by Perigord Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Former cop Joseph Wambaugh, author of such books as The Onion Field and The Blue Knight, read with interest how police in Leicestershire, England, used genetic fingerprinting to track down a sex killer.
I thought, when he goes to trial, I am going to go to England on one condition, that there's not another writer from England doing a book. If there was, I wouldn't try to compete with him or her, because it's their country, it's their case, and it's their miraculous discovery, genetic fingerprinting.
Joseph Wambaugh went to the English Midlands and found that he had the story to himself.
The Brits do not particularly like true crime writing. They think that that's perhaps beneath the dignity of a serious writer.
Wambaugh stayed in a cold bed and breakfast and began research on The Blooding.
I had to go and cajole and beg for interviews from village people in the Midlands of England who didn't necessarily know who I was or care.
Wambaugh had to overcome traditional British reticence, and there's a controversy in England over how he obtained access to police records.
I maintain that I got information which was available to any writer or journalist after the fact.
Joseph Wambaugh's gripping true crime story is The Blooding, which tells how genetic fingerprinting tracked down a psychopathic killer, published by Perigord Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I was trained to be a policeman. I was probably born to be a storyteller.
That's Joseph Wambaugh, who wasn't the most popular cop on the Los Angeles police force back in the 1970s, at least not with the police brass. Wambaugh wrote a novel called The New Centurions, which became a bestseller.
And we had to have permission to write anything, and I didn't have it because I knew I could never get it. Well, I just wrote it because the novel was in me and I wanted to get it out. Thought I'd take my chances with the chief.
Joseph Wambaugh wrote two other books while on the LAPD and was constantly facing disciplinary proceedings. Finally, things got to be too much.
I was assigned to homicide for a while, and I remember getting called out three nights in a row. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't getting any sleep, and I thought, you know, what am I? Am I a writer? Am I a cop?
Wambaugh quit police work to write. He also created a TV show called Police Story and produced the film version of his book, The Onion Field.
Everyone in Hollywood except me knew that one must never invest one's own money in a movie. Nobody does that. Nobody.
Wambaugh says he never made a nickel from The Onion Field. Joseph Wambaugh says Americans are undisciplined and contemptuous of authority, which is reflected in a staggering crime rate.
I shot my movie Echoes in the Darkness in Toronto. Compared to a major American city of the same size, I assure you, that was a safe, civilized place to be.
Joseph Wambaugh's latest book is called The Blooding, which tells how genetic fingerprinting led to the capture of a psychopathic killer in England, published by Perigord Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.